From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings and advisories for most of Utah. We are expecting triple-digit temperatures through the weekend. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary tells us how this affects people who may not have access to stable shelter and air conditioning.
Normally, when there's a heat wave, space and resources to help people cool off are strained, and the COVID-19 pandemic has made it worse. Linda Stay is with Switchpoint Community Resource Center in St. George. She says with more people seeking help because of the coronavirus, the shelter has a capacity problem.
People are needing to stay in shelter longer right now because of COVID, and so that is causing a strain for sure, because usually we can get people moving through pretty quickly, get them back on their feet.
Amanda Christensen with Volunteers of America works with people experiencing homelessness in the state. She says some public places that people would go to for relief are closed or limited now.
It's more difficult to access some services because people have had to make changes in order to make it safe for people. So it may be that they're limiting the number of individuals that can access the service, or they've gone online only, which really impacts our population specifically.
However, up in Salt Lake County, officials have opened up additional cooling centers. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Utah has now had more than 40,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Health officials announced another 500 cases today. The state did reach Governor Gary Herbert's goal of less than 500 average daily cases by August 1st. For the past week, Utah has been averaging 457 new cases a day. Officials also reported today 4 more people have died. Now the state's death toll is 304. Protesters are holding a demonstration this evening meant to achieve 2 goals: to remember women of color whom police have killed, and to teach people how to hold politicians accountable. Michelle Rivera is with the Salt Lake County Black Democratic Caucus. She says rallies and marches do bring attention to issues like racial justice, but that's just one part of inspiring real change.
We need more people to be involved in politics. We need more people to run in city councils, and that is what's really going to help us be a better community.
The event is happening at Washington Square Park in Salt Lake City. State and local elected officials are discussing ways for citizens to be part of the political process. The University of Utah released its updated football schedule today. The season is now scheduled to start September 26th due to the pandemic. It's about 3 weeks later than originally planned, and the Utes will only play 10 games instead of 12. University athletics officials say that they're still working on details on how many fans they'll allow inside the stadium and how they plan to distribute tickets. Tribes are suing the Trump administration over its reduction of the Bears Ears National Monument, and they're arguing that a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision bolsters their case. In a brief filed this week, the tribes say that the decision involving tribal land in Oklahoma should apply to their suit. The decision says that performing unlawful acts repeatedly is not enough to amend the law. Matthew Campbell is a lawyer with the Native American Rights Fund. He's representing 3 tribes.
That's directly on point with our lawsuit here and the president's argument that, you know, past presidents have modified monuments.
Campbell says he expects the federal judge handling the Bears Ears case to call for an oral argument in the near future. This week, Colorado's governor said it's, quote, reasonably safe to reopen schools this fall. From the Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie finds out whether COVID-19 spreads more easily in poorly ventilated schools.
That question was posed at a Facebook Live event hosted by the Mountain West News Bureau. The guests included Dr. Jonathan Samet. He's dean of the Colorado School of Public Health, and he says poor ventilation in schools could lead to a higher concentration of floating particles.
I think in that circumstance, it would probably be important to make sure that there's windows open to assure some ventilation.
Samet added that opening windows may not be an option on cold winter days. And of course, this assumes that all schools have windows that will open. Masks and social distancing will also help stop the virus from spreading. The World Health Organization has formally acknowledged that the virus that causes COVID-19 can be carried by tiny particles in the air, and they can travel for nearly a half an hour before falling to the floor. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
You're listening to KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.